California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is under fire for his role as a paid consultant to a company that owns several fitness magazines. Critics say the multi-million-dollar deal is a major conflict of interest. And as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, they're calling on Schwarzenegger to sever his ties with the bodybuilding publications.
The deal was revealed in records filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission by American Media, Inc. The Florida-based company publishes several bodybuilding magazines, including Muscle and Fitness and Flex. According to the filing, the deal pays Schwarzenegger an estimated $8 million to serve as a consultant. Bob Stern of the Center for Governmental Studies says he can't recall any previous California governor having a second job while in office.
It just seems to me to be unbelievable that he would be needing to receive money from a magazine while he's governor. He should be devoting all of his time to being governor. And if he needs money, he should be paid by the state, not by a magazine.
Schwarzenegger has never accepted his $175,000 a year governor's salary. As for earning outside income, it's not against the law in California for governors or other elected officials. A spokeswoman for Schwarzenegger told the Los Angeles Times that he has no contact with the magazine's advertisers. Most of those advertisers are companies that sell dietary supplement and performance-enhancing products. Schwarzenegger's contract reportedly gives him 1% of all ad revenues. The governor's critics say that's the most troubling part of the deal. Last year, Schwarzenegger vetoed a bill restricting the use of dietary supplements in school sports programs. The bill's author, Democratic State Senator Jackie Speier, says she's troubled by the arrangement and called on the governor to sever his ties with the magazines.
I think the issue is one of leadership, and he has to make a decision what's more important, having the confidence of the electorate in California or having, you know, $5 to $8 million from these magazines.
The revelations come at a time when the governor's popularity is falling. Democrats and labor unions have been airing anti-Schwarzenegger TV ads for months in anticipation of a November special election called by the governor. But Jack Pitney, a professor of government at Claremont McKenna College, says Schwarzenegger is a savvy politician and has rebounded after recognizing past mistakes.
In the course of his public life, Arnold Schwarzenegger has been counted out many times, and like the Terminator, he always seems to come back.
For fellow bodybuilders working out at the Gold's Gym at Venice Beach, where Schwarzenegger pumped himself into a legend, the magazine contract is no big deal. Rob Godwin says Schwarzenegger has always supported health and fitness and is not doing anything different.
All he's doing is he's acting as sort of a masthead. He's a figurehead. So he's taking a salary for being a figurehead, that's all.
State Senator Speier's dietary supplement bill has been reintroduced and could be back on Schwarzenegger's desk by the end of the summer. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.